Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Paula Crotty is with me here in studio today. Paula is the founder of Cared Ireland. They're a support group for parents and carers of loved ones with eating disorders or currently maybe dealing with an eating disorder. I'm sorry to hear, Paula, you lost your daughter Jennifer 2 years ago. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Jennifer was diagnosed with an eating disorder when she was 20 and struggled really for almost 10 years and died in 2023. So I suppose originally I'm from Cork, but living in Dublin. And we were, I guess, fortunate enough really to live in the catchment area of St. Vincent's Hospital, which has the only 3 eating disorder beds for adults in Ireland.
3 for the entire country?
Yeah, yeah. And if you asked somebody 20 years ago, they'd have told you that there were 3 eating disorder beds in Ireland for adults. So 20 plus years later, it's still the same.
No change. Tell me a little bit about Jennifer and you know, what it was like at home, maybe in advance of even getting that diagnosis at 20.
Well, Jennifer was diagnosed in January, and to be honest, prior to that, I mean, we really didn't know. Well, we didn't know that she had an eating disorder. We knew that she was struggling a little bit, but had no idea of what was going on until we chatted one day and she came out and she was able to say that, yes, I am struggling. Mm. And we sought help for her straight away. We very naively thought that, you know, she took the rest of the year out of college. She was in college at the time, and we naively thought that she'll be back in college in September. And it wasn't like that. Jennifer was in St. Vincent's really from April 2014 until June of 2015, at which point, through court order, we got Jennifer over to London to an eating disorder, a specialised eating disorder unit in London. And she improved a little bit over there, came back home. But there really wasn't any support services here to continue any kind of progress that she had made over there.
Support services for Jennifer, for your daughter, or for you, Paula, for mum, for the family, or for anybody?
I suppose really I'd nearly say for anybody.
Yeah.
When Jennifer got sick, a friend of mine told me about a weekend workshop that was on up the north of Ireland, set up by 2 parents' families up the north whose daughter has struggled from eating disorders. So we went up, my husband and I went up there for a weekend, and I, for the first time, really found that somebody else was going through this. We weren't on our own. Somebody who we spoke with, people who understood what was going on. And this would have been in November, so 11 months after we getting the diagnosis, we were finally feeling like we could talk to somebody.
When you talk about the three beds for patients, for people with an eating disorder, to cover the entire country of Ireland, how difficult is it to actually get a diagnosis? Like, is that sort of the limited supports that were there when you've been diagnosed in 3 beds, are they any better in trying to get the diagnosis?
Well, I suppose make this very clear. Those 3 eating disorder beds are only for the catchment area of St. Vincent's Hospital. So they're not for all of Ireland. There are only 3 beds in Ireland, but those are for those in the catchment area of St. Vincent's University Hospital.
So what do you do if you've an eating disorder in Galway or Cork?
Well, that's the problem. And that's what we as Cared Ireland, that's what we're shouting for. And that's what we're saying, is that there are more beds that are needed for people. And the HSE and the National Clinical Eating Disorder Programme for eating disorders, and Bernard Gloucester, the CEO of the HSE, they're all saying, well, you know, people are better off treated in an outpatient basis and they'll do better in an outpatient basis. That is true. But equally so, there isn't enough services in the outpatient services for them to do better. So they need to be admitted to inpatients. And so what Mary Butler is...
Not every case will be the same, I suppose. You know, and
that's true.
Yeah.
But what's happening is, adults are admitted, children from the age of 16 and anybody beyond that age, if they need to be admitted to hospital, in general, if they're not in the catchment area, they're admitted to a general hospital,
right,
or a general psychiatric hospital. So you're putting very specific illnesses of the eating disorder into a general medical or psychiatric hospital, mm, where there isn't expertise and training and understanding of eating disorders.
How many times roughly was Jennifer admitted to Vincent's?
Oh my goodness. Well, actually, she had about 16 months in Vincent's.
In Vincent's, okay, yeah. And in that time, that's all inpatient treatment, is it, at that stage, Paula?
That was all inpatient, yeah, yes. Yeah. She was followed up somewhat from an outpatient standpoint at the time. I suppose I have to qualify this. This was 10 years ago, 11 mm, years ago. I do believe services have improved since that time. But back then, even the therapists who would have been there as an outpatient did say to me and to my husband that they didn't have the expertise to be able to look after somebody as unwell as Jennifer.
Okay. Was there ever a point through the services and the help that she got that you and your family had noticed any major improvement or change?
Briefly. I think the nature of the illness of an eating disorder, I suppose what people don't understand is that there's this negative voice in their head all the time. You think of your worst day and they have that all the time, all day, every day. I think when she came home from London, in a lot of ways, she was probably stronger than what she had been. Mm-hmm. And there are times when you talked where you feel like she understands. She did understand what was happening. She didn't want to be sick. She didn't want to have this eating disorder. She didn't want to have this nagging voice in her head all the time. And all it did was criticise her all the time. And it didn't matter whether she did good, did something good, or she went and she watched tennis or she played a bit of tennis, it always came back, she said, and criticised her. You didn't deserve to do that. You don't deserve to be loved. You don't deserve to have your family. Your family don't love you. Your friends don't love you. Nobody cares about you. Nobody wants you around. Just kill yourself. This is what's happening for people who are struggling with an eating disorder.
All the time. Jennifer passed away 2 years ago.
She did in March of 23.
Yeah. So it's very raw, Paula, for you and the family, if it'll always be there and always be with you. So I know it's difficult for you to come in and chat today, but you know, fair play to you for doing it, because the reason you're with us today is to talk about the fact that you'd set up Cared Ireland. They're a support group for other parents, other family members that have maybe somebody in their house, or they themselves are going through this with somebody, which is a great thing to do. Like, does that help you in any way, maybe chatting to others now?
Yeah, I think that after we did the first workshop in the north of Ireland, we asked that group to come down. And since then, we have been doing the workshops down here. So I've been organising basically to have somebody come and facilitate the 2-day workshops. And it's where parents and carers can come and be together, can hear that they're not alone, and can get the help and advice from experienced parents.
Well, just when you mention that, I actually have the workshop facilitator, Jenny Langley, is with me here on the line today. And Jenny, thanks indeed for taking the call. You've heard Paul on, I know you know Paula's story as well and about Jennifer. But for anybody listening today, Jenny, who's maybe thinking or perhaps could attend the workshop, what will they get from it?
So basically, I've been involved in the New Maudsley approach, which was the big piece of research that was done by Janet Treasure and her team at the Maudsley Hospital in London back in 2006 to 2010 was the bulk of the research. And so I was one of the first people to then go out into the community as a lived experience carer. So my son had anorexia back in 2002, thankfully made a full recovery. He's now 35 and is a really vibrant young man, thankfully.
Yeah.
So the first thing I did was I wrote a book called Boys Get Anorexia Too, because there was so little understanding about boys and men. It's better now, but there's still, people still say, oh, that's unusual. But then I retrained with the Maudsley. I was a city stockbroker, actually, and I retrained with the team at the Maudsley. So Janet Treasure and the lead clinical nurse, Jill Todd, basically taught me everything that I know. And then since then, I've been delivering the workshops. And the beauty of the model is that it helps you to do things that feel utterly impossible. So listening to her describe the voice in Jennifer's head, yeah. Well, the voice in my son's head, Sam's head, we called it Rex. And it just seemed impossible. How would we talk to Sam? How would we get bypass Rex, who'd become such a bully in his head? And the beauty of the techniques is that it really helps you to really connect with the person. So all the time you're thinking, can I connect with the person? Can I sidestep that bully voice, which is going to be so manipulative and so controlling? So, and there's lots and lots of different skills within the two-day workshop that I'm coming over to Dublin the weekend after next. Lots and lots of skills that can be so useful. So it's like a toolkit that families can dip in and out of. And many families say that, you know, when they are lucky enough to have specialist eating disorder support for, you know, to help their loved one, they say, well, what these skills do is they really help you to kind of support your loved one through their own therapeutic program. So it's like the how-to and how to keep going and how to keep energized, because we can hear from Paula how utterly stressing it is, when you're caring.
And I suppose to help, you know, mum and dad and brothers and sisters and partners and friends and all as well, Jenny, it sounds like it's a great support service through the workshops that you're running. Paula, for anybody listening today that maybe, you know, would like to go along and meet yourself and find out about Cared Ireland and what you guys do and get the tips there from Jenny Langley, where can people sign up to do this, sir?
So you can either contact us in Cared Ireland, and I suppose just to clarify, Cared Ireland is a support group where volunteers, parents and carers who have a loved one with an eating disorder. And we have an email, which is caredireland@gmail.com. And you can sign up for the workshop that way, or else there is another one, which is newmaudsleyworkshop@gmail.com. And I think one of the real beneficial things is Jenny is coming with years of experience, both having lived through it and come out the other side. And Jill Todd, who was a nurse in the New Maudsley Hospital, has been doing our workshops for a lot of years now. And I think one of the big things that people find in all of this is by parents being in the room together, they get to meet somebody else who is going through the same thing, who actually understands the stress and distraught that this is causing them as parents, because they want to be able to fix it.
Of course.
And they can't fix it, but also to help them to support other siblings if there are other siblings there.
Paula, look, I want to thank you for coming in today, because I know it's not easy for you on a personal level to come in to do this, and yet, you know, you're already reaching out to help other people going through something very similar to yourself. So I do want to thank you most sincerely for coming in and sharing your own story about Jennifer and telling us about the workshops that are taking place. And Jenny Langley as well, as I said, workshop facilitator and lived experience carer who'll be participating at Paula's Cared Ireland workshops. Thanks a million, Jenny, for joining us on the programme. Look after yourself, Paula.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.